A driver who was sacked after he was seen drinking in his local social club whilst he was meant to be off work sick. He's won his case at an employment tribunal. 66-year-old Colin Kane has COPD and had been fired after he was spotted smoking outside a bar in 2020. But a judge has now declared that he didn't break company rules. Well, Michael Nadine is an employment lawyer from DFA Law right here in the county town. And he's with us now. Hello to you, Michael.
Hello, Tim. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for being with us. So as I understand it, this guy had told his bosses that he'd been in bed all day with a bad chest. He's got COPD. Then he was spotted when he was meant to be at work outside a local social club having a fag. Were you are you surprised that he's managed to get off this case?
Well, on the face of it, it's a surprising outcome, and therefore it's not surprising that it's getting quite a lot of publicity today. And I'm sure there's a lot of employers out there who are going to be worried that, you know, employees can phone in sick and then head off to the pub for the day. But, you know, I can only reassure them that that's not the case. And I think it's in this case, it's sort of hinged on its own individual facts. It doesn't set any binding precedent for other cases, and I think the main thing to take from, as I say, what is a surprising result is that no matter how genuinely an employer believes they're justified in sacking someone, you just can't cut corners when it comes to doing a thorough investigation and following correct procedure, and that's what has led to this result. The judge just didn't agree that the disciplinary procedure was up to scratch.
Interesting. So actually, this is more about the technicals behind the scenes of this individual firm and the way they've managed the disciplinary process that has led to the case falling down. Do you think it's quite reasonable that if an employer does catch wind of an employee who said they're sick but they're out doing something fun like going to the pub, do you think it's reasonable that they would be subject to disciplinary action? And if so, how strong should that be? Should they lose their job immediately, would you say?
Well, generally speaking, if an employee is proved to have been dishonest about not being fit for work, then that would, you know, it certainly could amount to gross misconduct and it would justify summary dismissal, as long as a proper and thorough procedure is followed to really get to the bottom of it. In an unfair dismissal case like this, the employer has to convince the judge that they've carried out sufficient investigation and have enough evidence to justify that belief that the person should be sacked. And, you know, just to briefly touch on the mistakes made by this employer, they seem to have made quite a lot of assumptions and therefore cut the investigation. They didn't take witness statements, they didn't disclose photographs, they made errors with key dates. There was also a suggestion that previously they'd turned a blind eye to people doing similar things, so there was a lack of consistency. And I think most importantly, they didn't seek any sort of medical evidence to show that, yes, the employee was a driver and had alleged that he was too ill to perform his job. And really, the company should have sought some kind of medical evidence to say that going out socialising was inconsistent with that, and showing either that he was, in fact, able to perform his job if he was able to go out socialising, or at the very least that going to the pub delayed his recovery and extended his period off work.
Yes. I mean, I'm just trying to think whether there is any kind of an illness I could experience that would prevent me coming for work, but would still allow me to go to the pub. And if there is, I can't think of one. And I have to say, I've been at parties over the years, Michael, where people that have been introduced to me have made mention very casually about, oh, I took a sickie and went there, or I'll take a sickie and I'm going to go and do that. I think I might take a sickie tomorrow. I honestly, hand on heart, have never pulled the sickie in my whole life. And even when I'm ill, if I so much as go to the petrol station, like to pick up, you know, some bread or something like that, I have like a hoodie on in case someone sees me and like shops me. He's well enough to go to the M&S, but he can't come to work. I mean, it's something I've never been confident doing. In your experience, are people broadly quite good when it comes to being honest about sickness and when they can and can't work?
I think people are broadly honest. There are exceptions to that, and you know, in this case, I think had had the employer acted more thoroughly, then there could have been a different outcome in this case. And the judge pretty much said, you know, that compensation would be reduced by 20% to reflect the fact that had a proper procedure been followed, then there would have been a fair dismissal. But just to touch back on the, you know, you mentioned that, you know, you can't think of something that would allow you to say go to the pub. But in some cases, it's quite hard for employers to challenge if a doctor has signed someone off and, you know, it wasn't a mental health problem in this case. But if it was a mental health problem, then you could see an argument that actually socialising may be beneficial for the mental health condition and would aid recovery. I've got to be honest, in this case, I am struggling to see what the excuse was to go to the pub, given the nature of his condition, the timing of it and everything else. I mean, as I say, whilst I'm trying to understand how the judgment was reached and trying to convey how that could happen from a technical legal point of view, it's still a surprising result.
Yeah, ultimately, you've got a bloke who's got COPD smoking a fag outside the pub when he's meant to be at work. I mean, you know, whichever way you slice it, it doesn't look very good. If I was him, I don't think I could show my face back at his employer after going through that particular experience. Here's an interesting question. I'm going to put you on the spot now because I've been thinking about what I would do. If you were out and about and you saw someone that you worked with, I'm not saying it would ever happen, but they'd called in sick and you saw them in the local pub doing whatever it was, would you be inclined to go and speak to them? Would you shop them? Would you ignore it? Would you discreetly message them and say, I saw you in the pub? It's tricky, isn't it? It's tricky to know what to do.
I think you'd have to speak to the person involved and get to the, you know, the bottom of it and see if there's a reason. And, you know, it's just not great for morale, because once that gets around the company that people are, you know, taking the mick, you're going to get other people doing it. It's kind of not a situation that you can just let slide. You've got to take action, but that action's got to be thorough and correct, or as this shows, you know, you can end up backfiring.
Indeed. Well, the key thing is it's not set a precedent across the land. This particular case is not a test case. You cannot now just ditch work and go down the boozer because you'll probably come a cropper. Well, thank you very much, Michael, for talking us through that.
Thank
Michael,
you,
from DFA Law in Northampton. I presume, Michael, you'd never pull a sickie, would you? You love your work far too much.
Never have, never would.